بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تنكحوا المشركات حتى يؤمن ولأمة مؤمنة خير من مشركة ولو أعجبتكم. In verse number 221 of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the believers, the male believers. Allah says, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ. Moving on to the laws pertaining to nikah, Allah says, do not ever marry a non-Muslim woman, mushrikat, disbelieving woman. Do not ever marry them, O believing men, حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ, until they bring iman and until they profess their faith in Allah. وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ. And Allah says, a Muslim slave girl. On the one hand, you have a Muslim slave girl. She has no social standing. She has no wealth. Perhaps she's deprived of beauty as well. But she has iman. She's a Muslim. Allah says, this Muslim slave girl, وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ. She is way, way better. Far more better. مِن مُشْرِكَةٌ. Than a disbelieving woman. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ. Even though this disbelieving woman attracts you, she's got the beauty, she's got the looks, she's got the wealth, she comes from a prominent family, but she has no iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she has nothing. On the other hand, that believing slave girl, she might have nothing of this world, but she has iman, she has everything. And this can be applied, you know, more broader in our terms as well, that priority is given to deen, priority is given to Islam, priority is given to the girl's relationship with Allah. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if a boy comes proposing to you and you are happy with his akhlaq and you are happy with his deen, khalas, get your daughter married to this person. If that woman has deen in her, your house will be in order, your life will be in order, your children will be in order, your akhirah will be in order. But if she is materialistically orientated and materialistically driven, and deen is not her priority, then as a result of that, your home will suffer, your life will suffer, your children will be brought up un-Islamically, and your akhirah will not be in order. So Allah teaches us that in a spouse, priority should be given to deen. وَلَا تُنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And now Allah says, do not get married, do not get your daughters married to mushrikeen, to disbelieving men, حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا, until they bring iman. وَلَا عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. And a slave who is a Muslim, initially was a slave girl, and now the slave boy who is a Muslim is far better than that mushrik, that person who is a mushrik, who has no deen within him. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. Even though he may attract you and he may appeal to you, but the slave boy who has iman is better than that free mushrik who has no iman. أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Allah says, they, the mushrikeen and the disbelievers and the non-Muslims, they are inviting you to an-nar. They are inviting you to the fire of Jahannam. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Allah is inviting you to paradise. وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. Allah is inviting you to His forgiveness, بِإِذْنِهِ, through His permission. وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah explains His verses and His laws to the people. Why is Allah explaining all of this? Surah Baqarah, the latter part of Surah Baqarah, as we explained, laws, we have done, passed over so many different laws and injunctions. Allah says Allah does this for mankind and for the people, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that they take lesson and they take heed and they pay attention to these laws and these injunctions. Moving on to another question asked by the Sahaba. So the last two questions, the series of questions that we have been discussing, the last two was regarding what should we spend surplus wealth. Number two, the orphan children. Now they ask another question. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ. The Sahaba come to you and they ask you, عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ, regarding حَيْد. حَيْد, the menses that a woman experiences, the bleeding that she experiences. They ask you regarding حَيْد. What is the ruling with regards to حَيْد and menstruation? قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that it is an impurity. It is an impurity. Therefore, فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَى. Keep away from your wives fil mahid while they are menstruating. In other words, do not engage in intercourse with your wives while they are in their menses and while they are experiencing their monthly menses. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ. and do not go close to them, meaning do not have intercourse with them, hatta yathurna, until they become pure. So from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued the prohibition with regards to having intimate relationships and enjoying intercourse with one's wife while she is in a state of hayd. And this is considered as a major sin, that a person has intercourse with his wife while she is in the state of impurity. And in fact, not only is intercourse not allowed, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that to derive pleasure from your wife while she is in a state of hayd will not be allowed from the navel up to the knees. That is a no-go zone. From the navel up to the knees is totally prohibited. One is not allowed to derive any form of pleasure from that part of the body. Above the navel, below the knees, one may enjoy as much as he wants during that state of impurity. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, when I was in a state of hayd and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to derive benefit from me, he would tell me, ittaziri, ittaziri, put on your izar. What is the izar? Izar is that part of the garment that covers from the navel up to the knees, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would derive pleasure from me. So that area, while a woman is in a state of hayd, is not allowed to be enjoyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ. Now here, of course, Islam, there's a balance in Islam. And look at the moderation in Islam. When you look at the Jewish faith, they, apart from not having intercourse with the wife while she's in a state of hayd, they do not eat with her, they will not share the same bed with her, and they restrict their interaction with her to necessity. That is the extremism. On one level, that is that extreme. On the other side, there's the other extreme, where even in a state of hayd, the man is having intercourse with his wife. So Islam is a moderate religion, that while she's in her menses, you will not have intercourse with her, while every other interaction with her will be as it was while she was in a state of purity. فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَا, Allah says, and now when they become clean, she has gone through her menstrual period, she has attained purity, فَأْتُوهُنَّ, then come to her. In other words, have intercourse with her, مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ, from wherever Allah has allowed you to have intercourse. That will be discussed in the next verse in more detail. What does Allah mean that the place where Allah has allowed you to derive benefit from her? Allah says, only enjoy her from where Allah has allowed you to enjoy her. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah says, you might slip up. At times, perhaps unintentionally or unknowingly, you may engage with her in intercourse while she is in a state of impurity. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who are oft repenting. But you make tawbah for that. You make tawbah, it was unintentional. So you make tawbah for that. Allah loves at-tawabin, those who are always making tawbah. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ, and Allah loves those who are pure and who choose purity for themselves. May Allah grant us understanding.